Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I hadn't been with anybody in 3.5 years. Nobody had touched me. I didn't even see myself as a sexy woman anymore. Well, I give him a blowjob and we're there in public and people are watching and there's people next to us that are having sex. You know, I said I wanted to find some really good partners who could take me to different sexual levels, and I did that. All right, everyone. Well, happy new year. I hope you had a safe and fun New Year's. I know I did. Kind of interesting holidays. I'm a little sad to see them go. I won't lie. I'm just finally getting all of my lights down from the outside of the house, which was a lot because I went crazy this year. So I'm on the ladder, you know, going around the edge of the house and getting everything down and out of the bushes. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little sad to see all of that go. It's really, I don't know, for me this year, the having the holidays and just everything, it was comforting. It really, I kind of needed it. And I'm a little sad to take down all the decorations and put my tree away and take out, you know, all the reindeer and stuff around the house. I mean, it's kind of silly, I know, but I'm a little, I don't know, I don't want to say misty-eyed, but just, I think this New Year's means a lot to me because it really has me in a reflective kind of a place. And I went back, I've been going back through my podcast and where I started, you know, I really kind of got to focus and reminded on what my original intention was for this podcast, why I was doing all this. And it's so interesting. I'm going to dive into that in just a little bit. But wow, it's really kind of, it's just bringing me full circle, which is kind of cool because I'm starting the fifth year. And I feel like I'm starting with more clarity and more focus and more conviction. And just, I needed that reminder about why I'm doing this and what this is really all about. And also to push out the crap that it's really not about. So I always like New Year's stuff, you know, resolutions and just getting more focused. That's just me. So I've been definitely a little introspective. And, you know, I have a new sex bucket list. I hope everyone else does too. Guys, what's on your sex bucket list? Please, why don't you do this? Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com and on the right-hand side, there's a tab so you can actually leave me a voicemail. Leave me a voicemail and fill up my inbox, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Email me too if you want. I want to know what's on your sex bucket list. What are you focusing on for your sex life this year? Do you have any goals, any priorities? Are there any things you really want to knock off the list? Have you made a list? Is it long? Is it short? What's on it? I mean, I'm so interested to know where everyone else's mindset is on this, because I know I'm refocused, you know, I mean, I'm definitely committed to, with this new year, sort of as I'm pushing forward and just kind of starting a new chapter. This, like I said, this is going to be a vlog, you know, the podcast is now turning into a vlog. It will be available on Patreon and, you know, you get to watch it. It's just different. It's different. It's even for me, as I sit here and, you know, video record myself, it's so bizarre. It really, it's hard to get used to, but I'm enjoying it. I'm really just looking forward to the change and keeping it fresh and new and exciting for the listeners and also for myself, because it keeps me motivated, you know, to keep doing this. Otherwise, I just might, you know, let it go by the wayside. And I'm not done yet. You know, I'm just not done. I'm not ready to hang up my hat. So, hey, I wanted to, speaking of new beginnings, I wanted to read an email that I got from a listener, and she's actually emailed me before and I hadn't heard from her in a while, and she just followed up with me. And so I feel like this email is so poignant and so timely, especially as it pertains to new beginnings. And this is from Tab. And she, like I said, I've read stuff from her before that she's written in. And she just said, "Hi, Layla. It's been a while, but I thought I'd send you an update. A lot has happened since I last messaged you. If you recall, my husband hadn't touched me in months. I was strong with my relationship, maybe done with my, I'm not sure what she meant to say there. Well, I finally had enough and asked for and filed for divorce. Clearly, sex was only a part of the overall problem. I've since met several men who I like, and while I'm not having sex as much as I'd like, I have found one who has taught me a lot about my own sexuality. And what do you know, but I love to squirt, and I have found that it's an incredible release. Although I still have a hard time reaching orgasm, I have started a sexual bucket list, and that was certainly near the top of the list. I'll be honest, I stopped listening for a while. I found it hard to hear about any good relationships when my world was collapsing around me. But since I moved out in November, I'm happier all around and know I've made the right decision. I hope to get back to listening again. Divorce should be final later this week or next week, I hope. Then I hope to move on to finding myself, including finding a dom who might be interested in training a new sub. It's a dynamic I've been really researching and I'm wanting to learn much more about. I'm not sure where to start, but if you have suggestions, I'm open to them. Hope you and Cowboy N are doing well, along with your other partners. Tab." Well, Tab, yes, you have been out of the loop for a while because Cowboy N and I are no longer together. That's a very unfortunate, and still, it's just, believe me, that is a toughie for me. It's still a toughie for me. It'll be a toughie for me for a while. I mean, the bond you have with somebody when you go into a dominant submissive dynamic with them is super deep, super, super deep. It doesn't get replaced quickly or easily or anything like that. It's just, it's something that I have to deal with it every day, you know, and I do. And I remember, you know what I remember, Tab? I want to bring this up. I remember you emailed me a while back when you said something like, you said something about his voice being like, his voice was like sexy homemade sin or something like that. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I remember I told him about that. I read it to him. We both laughed. It was like, damn. I mean, that's hot. And you're right on. I mean, his voice is damn sexy. And I miss that sexy voice. Trust me. Like, I miss it all the time. But I'm so happy for you. And I'm sorry that your relationship didn't work out the way you wanted it. But I applaud you for having the courage to move forward and go for what you want. You know, I think that you know what's best for you. And between now and dead, you know, you want a life that's filled with intimacy and good sex and connecting with your partner. And obviously, like you said, it's more than just the sex. The sex is a byproduct of what's really going on in the relationship. And if you're not connecting with your partner sexually, you're not connecting with them on other levels too, and other things that are much bigger and deeper as well. So again, while I'm, you know, I know that's a hard thing to go through, and but I applaud your courage, and I'm so excited for you for having a sex bucket list. Please tell me what that is. Like, what's on your list? I really want to know. And isn't that squirting great? Oh my gosh. I'm trying to remember what episode it was. It was probably, might have been in my first 10 episodes where I did one about, you know, I squirted, and I was just so excited and so blown away. And I just couldn't believe, you know, that some guy just walks in and makes it happen. It's like, oh yeah, I can do that. And I was just like, I don't know. I didn't have any confidence really. I was like, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm thinking, well, all right, let's just see. Right. But I really wasn't holding out any hope or expecting that that was going to happen. And it's so hot when it does. Oh my God. Woo. I tell you, yes, yes, Tab, I'm with you. We know how freaking hot that is. So kudos to you, girl. I'm really proud of you, and keep me posted. I really love hearing from you. I'm glad for the update. Thank you so much. And, you know, this email was just so perfect for me for this first podcast of the year of 2021. And, you know, we're kind of really encapsulating where my head's at, was just, you know, new beginnings, moving forward, and, you know, trying to sort of, we're all sort of recovering a little bit in some ways from 2020. I don't know what 2021 is going to bring. If it's more of the same, what my perspective is that I'm just going to do everything I can to work around that and counteract it. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm done being a deer in the headlights and I'm ready to move forward and, you know, make some stuff happen and get refocused, re-energized about all the things that I want to accomplish for myself sexually and personally, and I'm ready to do it. So speaking of the new beginnings again, I went back, and as I'm going back and listening to these podcasts, it was interesting. When I listened to the first one, I noted, I was like, oh, wait a minute. That was after December. No, it was on December 19th, but it jogged my memory as I read the blog. I went back to my blog and then it all came back to me. Originally, this was supposed to be a podcast talking about sex, but I was going to share all of my sexual encounters in blog format. I was going to write about it. And do you know where I originally got that idea? Now, this was back in, let's roll the clock back here. This was actually in August, late August, early September, somewhere around there, August, September of 2016. And I literally, I don't know, you know, what just finally made me break or crack, but I really just said, whoa, you know, I realized that I hadn't been with anybody in 3.5 years. Nobody had touched me. I didn't even see myself as a sexy woman anymore. I just wasn't even, I'd almost like just put that part of myself away. It's in a box. It's to the side. And I just let that go. And then one day it was like, boom, it was like lightning strike. I just said, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is ridiculous. Really? You know, is this how you're going to go out like this? No, you had better raise this Titanic and get shit going the right way. So, I mean, literally not long after I had that feeling, that sentiment, I mean, I got online, I made myself an online profile. I'm on these hookup sites. I just went for it. I was just like, I know how to completely shift and pivot and move in the complete other direction because this direction isn't working. It's not getting me what I want. And I have really done some funky shit to myself here by denying these parts of me. And I don't, you know, again, I don't know why I did it. That may be just another episode to really like dig even deeper, like what was going on. I kind of remember at the time what was going on. It was just work. It was work, 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 work. That's all I cared about. That's all I focused on. That was where I got my validation and how I felt about myself and how I saw myself. But, you know, I really kind of lost how I saw myself as a woman and how I was, you know, and just really wasn't even paying attention to, you know, you're an attractive woman and you're also a sexual woman and you're wasting it. You are wasting the goods here. So I decided to very quickly make a change, and I did. And then in the beginning, I was blogging, which was very painful for me. And if you go and read any of my blogs, it's painful. It's painful for me to read. Although I have to say, here's something super interesting. On my blog here, I'm going to pull up my very first post. And because I just literally went back and read it the other day. And I was actually kind of blown away at what I said and how it rolled out. I mean, and how I really stayed true to that. And I was just kind of like, wow. I mean, this was, you know, this blog post is on December 3rd, 2016. Now, I had already been active since, like I said, I think it was late August, early September of 2016. And then as I was bumping along, I got the idea from this gal online, who's a girl on the net. If you go, she's a gal in the UK, which I would love to have her on the show because really she is the one that inspired this. And I had been doing this, you know, having these encounters for a while. And I saw her website and I was like, holy shit, she's just documented all of it. And I thought, wow, I want to do that. I'm going to do it. Why not? I can do it anonymously. She was doing it anonymously. I mean, I really got the idea from her straight up. And I read some of her posts, you know, and I was just like, okay. So that's what gave me the idea. She's not a podcaster. That's what gave me the idea for blogging. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to have a website. And I'm going to blog. Turns out I'm a terrible writer. I don't like writing. It's painful. It would take me so long to get an article out, to get a blog post out, because I would nitpick it and criticize it. And I did a fair amount of it. Then I finally realized this just isn't your shtick. You know, you just got to let this go. You know, I guess I could have tried to hire a ghostwriter, but you know, it would have been a little awkward talking about my pussy and orgasms and squirting and, you know, all that stuff. It just came out so much better when I was able to just talk about it, you know, and I also felt like you could really hear the excitement and the sincerity and the truth of every encounter. So there's quite a long stretch of where it was just simply blogging. But here's what I said. I want to read this. This is what I said in the very, very beginning. This was my sort of ground level starting place. And what I said was, let's be clear here on a few things. The goal is not to screw as many guys as possible. The goal is to find some amazing lovers. After this long hiatus, I really want to find a few good men that can rock my world sexually. Ideally, find some friends with benefits. I don't want to fuck every guy I meet, and I do need to have chemistry with that person. You know, something that I like about them. If this were a different circumstance, someone I would date probably. Find those great lovers and explore with them everything on my sex bucket list. Have them broaden my horizons, try new things, introduce me to new perspectives sexually. I really want to have fun with this. Right now, I'm totally open-minded. I do not want a bunch of one-offs because really, sex is always better the more in tune you get with someone. Now I realize that I may have to kiss a few frogs to find these guys, but I'm up for it. I'm definitely in interview mode, and things that these guys tell me either make me believe that they have the experience I'm looking for or they do not. A couple things I try to avoid. Married guys. Unless they get permission or their wife is joining in, guys with girlfriends and guys in their 20s. There could be exceptions, but generally no. I wouldn't date these guys in real life. So if they aren't dateable, I don't want to fuck them. Nobody comes to my house. This is key for privacy and safety. This could require me to secure a fuck pad. But hey, I'm up for it. Practice safe sex, take precautions. Even with all that, get tested periodically just to make sure. I've never had an STD, knock on wood, and I don't intend to start now. Let's see where this mindset takes me on my sexual road trip. It could be subject to change, but this is the intent I'm starting with. Wow. Now, I don't know, but going back and reading that's pretty powerful for me. You know, I mean, what resonates here is that over the years, that sentiment hasn't changed. And the things I said, just that these were things I knew about myself. So if you're starting out with a sex bucket list, you know, the title of this blog post was Rules of Engagement. What are your rules of engagement? You need to start with those. You need to understand and know yourself well enough. Be like, hey, these are my boundaries. And that way, as you get out there, you won't let anybody, you know, push you into something that you don't fully want to accept the consequences for. You know, there's consequences for all the choices that we make, especially when you're dating casually, you know, and so you just kind of have to know where you're going with it and what your intentions are. And I feel like, damn, I did a good job at nailing that one down and sticking to it, you know, not waffling on this stuff. I mean, I still feel the same way. And here I am at the start of year 5. I still have the same desires and wants that I put down 4 years ago. I still want to meet sex partners that take me deeper, that rock my world sexually. And I have accomplished that. I have done that. I have, you know, I think if I stop now, I could be content with knowing, hey, I knocked it out of the park. For all things considered, I found some really great lovers, really good men in general, just as men go. And I was able to experience them and go to places, you know, sexually and learn about myself and have all these erotic experiences. I mean, I could be satisfied. I could be satisfied, but I'm greedy. And so I'm not satisfied to stop. I don't think I should have to. I don't want to. I read this and it really gets me motivated to keep going and excited for this year and what do I want to accomplish and where I'm at overall with my mindset and just how I want to move this forward and how I want to move the whole, not just the sex part of it, but also hopefully build a community, build a curious girl community with people who are engaged in the same mindset. And instead of being a Debbie Downer after last year, which let's face it, I took some hits, I could do that, but I'm hopeful and I'm optimistic. And I want to share one thing. This is sort of I wasn't sure if I was going to bring this up or not, but I'm going to. What the heck? I have a hard time holding back. On Christmas Eve, I got a really nice surprise text. It was right at 12 o'clock on Christmas Eve. So normally I would have been in midnight mass, but we cannot do that, right? Because of COVID. And I got a text from BE. And it was a really nice text. And quite frankly, it just made my whole Christmas and my new year. Just that he reached out. The text was so lovely. And we've been texting back and forth. And, I feel like it's a new beginning. And what that means, I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. But it's an opportunity to reconnect with somebody that I always cared about very deeply. And also a chance for me to say what I need to say. And hopefully I'll be able to do that soon because we're kind of trying to figure out when we could chat, not just text, but just have a phone call and catch up. And even better, I would love to do it face to face. I don't know if I haven't even suggested that. I just presumed it would be a phone call, but I feel really good about that. And just to clear my, I don't want to say my conscience, but definitely I've been honest about, saying I owe him an apology and I want the chance to do that. And I feel like I'm going to get the chance to do that. So I'm super excited and I feel good about that because when I do something and when I fuck up, I carry that with me. I won't feel good and right until I can make it right. And that's just the way I am. A lot of people I know are very good at letting stuff go. And I'm good at not getting myself in a predicament where I need to feel bad and carry shit forward. But in this situation, I blew that. And so when I do have to carry it forward, I will carry those bags till like the end. I am dragging those Samsonites. So anyway, I'm just excited that just to have a clean slate. I'm super, super excited. So anyway, but just kind of getting back to, where I started at the beginning of this, I just wanted to do this first podcast, get it out there, say Happy New Year to everybody. Like I said, I hope you're working on your sex bucket list. Please do. Even if it's one small thing, even if you've only got one thing on that list, there has to be something, one thing at least, you want to explore sexually, a part of you that you want, that you're curious about. And this could be really fun for you. And if you're single, it can be fun. You've already seen how the single route goes because I've personified that for, 4 years now. Or, together as a couple. How hot? Oh my gosh. It's so much fun when you're with somebody and you can say, okay, I want to do this. I want to do that. And you guys get excited about doing it and making it happen. And I went to my first sex party with BE, that was on my sex bucket list. And he's like, okay, let's do it. And we did. That was just an interesting experience. It wasn't, oh, wow. It was a 7 out of 10, not because of the company, just because of the party we went to. But, once I did that and we had, we did some public, I gave him a blowjob and we're there in public and people are watching and there's people next to us that are having sex and I'm giving him a blowjob and it was hot. It was very erotic. And once I got into having my little moment, I was all about it. And it really kept me open, to, I want to explore that again. And then the next time I did, that was with Cowboy N and that was in New Orleans. And that was just like, whoo, that place was great. It was a phenomenal experience. And so it keeps me motivated because I know hey, I could go to sex parties or sex vacations, you know, where they do these hedonism or whatever, you know, like you go to these places. If you had a partner and you wanted to do it and it's like a couple nights or something. Oh, fuck yeah. I'd be down with that. That would be so much fun. And, you know, and it keeps keeping things fresh and interesting and exciting. And also bonding you to that person because you're having these experiences with them that are erotic and deep and highly charged. And, you know, instead of just your regular old, okay, you know, we're having sex in our bed at home and it's Friday, so I guess we have sex today. You know, I mean, oh, I cannot do the boring run of the mill stuff. And it's so easy to spice up your sex life, guys. So with just a little bit of thought, get out your notepad, you know, try to come up with at least three things and that appeal to you that you want to do differently. Because the thing with that original list, it grew from there. I mean, it just, you know, it from there, it just went crazy. Then it was like, oh my gosh, I want to try this. I want to try that. You know, there was so much, so, so much. And, you know, again, going back to that original blog on the rules of engagement. I mean, you know, I said I wanted to find some really good partners who could take me to different sexual levels. And I did that. And I know that it's just the beginning. There's more. There's so much more to cover. I mean, this is a marathon, people. It's not a sprint. It just, like I said, once you open that Pandora's box, so much more starts coming out of it because you start realizing there's things that you didn't even think that you would be interested in. Anyway, I'm super excited about that. The only thing I'm a little tentative about is navigating my way, you know, now that I'm putting myself out there, I mean, really putting myself out there with a Patreon account where people are going to see my face, where, you know, somebody could realize who I am. All this time, for all the years podcasting, all the episodes, my voice is out there. I have a ton of followers, a ton of downloads all over the world. Not one person has figured out who I am. So this is why I laugh when people say, you know, when I wanted them to come on the show and they're like, I don't know, you know, I don't want somebody to, you know, hear me or whatever. I'm like, the odds are so slim. I mean, so slim. It hasn't happened. It hasn't happened. I'm now going to be the one to like, woof, you know, lift the veil off and be like, okay, here I am. No, I'm not going to go running to my neighbors. I'm not going to stick a sign in my front yard like, hey, listen to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm the Curious Girl. Leave your comments on the door. But, you know, I mean, I'm going to do it and still reasonably expect that I'll still be able to pull this off, like pull off this caper. I mean, seriously, because, you know, if you're going to go to my Patreon and you're going to sign up, that's the only way you're going to see me and know, oh, that's who she is. That's what she looks like. And if you're trying to confirm, like, is this really so-and-so? Well, that's the only way to do it. But, you know, again, like at this point, if somebody figures it out, I'm okay with it. Also, there's this part of me now that where I'm at and that I kind of was thinking about the other day was, you know, I've always been very vocal about preaching, you know, honesty, open communication, and, you know, all this stuff whilst I'm sort of hiding from letting people know what's going on. And like I said, I'm not going to advertise it on my standard Facebook account, but I'm also not going to worry about anymore about if people know that I like sex. Yes, people, I like sex. And if anybody that family members or friends that don't know that find me, you know, yes, I enjoy sex. I enjoy sex, great sex between two consenting adults. And I don't have a problem with that. I don't think that's actually anything to have to want to hide. So hopefully me being a little braver will encourage others to be just a fraction of that braveness and maybe start where I was back in 2016, where I said, I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but I just know I cannot continue one more day, another week, you know, another month of this scenario that I found myself in and that I quite frankly created for myself. And I changed it very quickly, and you can change it very quickly. So I just hope everybody's thinking about kind of where we came from with 2020 being kind of a big suck and that they're just as motivated as I am to change that. And they want to work on their sex life and they want to work on their, you know, trying some new things, getting a little exploratory. It could be as small as trying a butt plug. It could be as small as trying a vibrator for the first time or a different vibrator or, you know, or whatever. I mean, there's so, the sky's the limit and it doesn't matter what your goals are for you as long as they mean something to you. You'll be surprised at what you discover. I literally changed me forever for life because I discovered some things about myself that I just did not know. And these were biggies, big, big, big light bulb moments. Who knew I would find them on realize these things because I just decided to make a sex bucket list. So just do it, be open to it, have fun with it, enjoy it. And please follow up with me because I want to know what is going on with you. I mean, this is the whole reason I do this, guys. I love that you want to be voyeurs and just listen to me. But now my challenge is to you is to be brave, make a sex bucket list, and execute. And if you have not sure how to execute on it, please feel free to reach out to me. Like I said, you can leave me a voicemail on the website, CuriousGirlDiaries.com. There's a tab on the right-hand side that says leave me a message. Or email me, CuriousGirl@CuriousGirlDiaries.com. I will help you. I'm here for you. I want to encourage this and help you have just the best sex life you can have. And I'll give you some pointers, you know, and you can go to the website and read some of these old blog posts. I mean, they blow me away. I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. It's the weirdest thing. I actually forgot that they were there, forgot about them. Oh, but when I read them, I'm like, oh damn. I mean, that was hot. Yes. Yes. Although I think it would have been, I don't know. There's a part of me that's like, damn, I wish I would have been. For some of that earlier stuff, like I wish I would have been podcasting. And I just remember when I was realizing this freaking blogging is painful and I'm not good at it. So I'll podcast. And the podcasting, that was hard to do in the beginning. It's hard to listen to yourself. It's you start, you know, you just can't listen to yourself. That's the bottom line is do not listen to yourself. You'll want to rip it down. I went through all that in the beginning. There's things I never actually posted. I'm going to try to find those and throw those into the Patreon, you know, like as bonus content, like the shit that I actually didn't release because I was about ready to embarrass myself is what I think is what I was, you know, worried about. And yeah, I still think I might've embarrassed myself, but I'm one that can live with it. I can live with the guilt and the shame. All right. Well, I think that about wraps it up just for the first episode. I want to kind of give everybody the lay of the land, let you know, I'm hoping you guys are going to, I'm doing a new sex bucket list. I will have that on the next episode. I'll be going through that. I hope you are making your own sex bucket list and that you'll share that with me. And as you go along, you will share the experiences that you're having. That would just mean so much to me. All right. Well, thanks guys. Happy New Year. Mwah. Love you guys. Everyone stay safe. And let's just make 2021 super fucking hot, super sexy. Let's all see how many orgasms we can have. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com. And join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.